The oyster harvest has taken a hit with the coronavirus pandemic. It's not just the harvest, but the drop in demand as many stay away from restaurants, a major market for them. We talked with Jeremy Cox, a reporter for the Chesapeake Bay Journal, about the impact the virus has had on the famed Chesapeake oysterman.
Well, right now, this is usually a little bit of a downturn in the season. It's just that it's cratering a lot more. The high point is really in December. And when I say that, it's not so much the oysters that are dictating that demand, that selling. It's the demand side. It's people, buying oysters for their holiday dinners and, having family over and that sort of thing. So January, February tends to be a little bit lighter, but this is just beyond that. Restaurants aren't buying the way they used to because people aren't going out and eating it in restaurants. So the oystermen really are only going out 1 or 2 days a week right now because that's all they can sell.
What kind of impact has this also had when it comes to aquaculture? I mean, because there's a lot of restaurants that depend on that as well.
Yeah, so the aquacultures are in a little bit different situation than the wild harvest because the wild harvest simply stays home. The aquaculture, they raise the oysters in, these cages in the water, and they're going to be there whether or not they, people want them. So what's happening in a lot of cases is that these oysters are just getting bigger, which sounds like an okay thing. Hey, everyone likes a nice big oyster. But they're also not selling them, in a timely way either. So, they're not getting paid for it right now. And, at some point, those oysters just kind of outgrow their market. And so they're going to have to eventually unload them.
What has this meant in terms of the oyster harvest itself? I mean, we've had some rain, heavy rains that have hit the area at one point, diluted salinity. What does this say about where we are in terms of the oyster population?
The oyster population seems to be fairly stable. I say fairly because in the last couple of years, the juveniles, the new ones coming online, the numbers have been a little bit down, which, means in a year or two, when those come to their adult stage, then we'll start to notice that in a harvest a little bit. But by and large, over the last decade or so, since they've implemented in both states, Maryland and Virginia, they've implemented, rules and regulations to keep things from getting overfished, it's been pretty steady. Now, you mentioned the rain. That's really more of a long-term kind of an issue. So right now, they'll probably be okay. But if we continue to get lots of rain over the course of weeks and months, kind of like we did back in the latter half of 2018, then we can see some impacts because they really don't like it when that salinity, that saltiness gets below about 5 parts per million.
Jeremy Cox, a reporter for the Chesapeake Bay Journal. In our next segment, we talk about what the government has done to assist the oystermen. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.